I'm Eleanor Bennett with Aspen Public Radio News. The Grizzly Creek fire that sparked in Glenwood Canyon 3 weeks ago remains at roughly 32,400 acres and is 75% contained. Lightning, high winds, and dry conditions remain a concern in fighting the blaze. The U.S. Forest Service announced the fire was human-caused during a virtual community meeting held in Eagle on Monday. The investigation is ongoing. I-70 remains open, but drivers should expect periodic delays for firefighting operations and possible flash floods in the event of heavy rain. A new report shows that during this pandemic, households with children face high hardship rates in our region. The Mountain West News Bureau's Amanda Peacher reports.
The report from the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities shows that the pandemic has been especially devastating for Black, Latino, Indigenous, and immigrant families. Catherine Jones is head of the African American Chamber of Commerce in Boise.
It's very, very hard for parents who are already struggling, especially in the Latino and the African American communities, when the things that are sustaining them have been taken away.
Jones says things like school lunches and breakfasts being unavailable can be a huge hit for families.
Well, you take out school because they can't go now. So now you have to figure out how to feed everybody.
Across the region, an average of about 36% of households with children are either behind on rent or haven't had enough to eat at some point during the pandemic. When children don't have enough food at home or have other big stressors, research has shown that the physical and mental health effects can be long-term and severe. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Amanda Peacher.
Finding election poll workers is usually a challenge, but it's even harder this year. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
Take Idaho. Haley Hicks is the election supervisor for Canyon County there. She says 100 to 150 people have signed up to work polls.
But we need closer to 600 to feel comfortable and confident with having enough staffing for each location.
That's partially because their loyal group of older retirees are afraid of getting COVID-19. So election offices are turning more to the younger generation, high schoolers. Every Mountain West state except Montana has a program to allow poll workers as young as 16. Ryan Pierannunzi is project manager with the Work Elections Project. That group is bolstering something called Power the Polls, which has a range of influential partners.
For example, MTV and Comedy Central are part of this effort, and they're really helping get the word out. We have Snapchat is participating as well.
If you'd like to sign up to be a paid poll worker, you can do that through a county elections office or through powerthepolls.org. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
And this is Aspen Public Radio.